It's time to dig out the truth on this Wednesday, February 27th, 2019. It's Forgotten America on ice, or under ice, or in a lot of snow, or all of it. This is the Steve Gruber Show, and three big things you need to know. Three, Democrats now own the label of supporting third trimester late-term abortions, something that no civilized country in the world supports. Not one. They think it's something cool to be all like, you know, hey, yeah, we support a woman's right to blah, blah, blah. They're on the very wrong side of history, and everyone knows it.
80% of Americans support abortion being limited to the first 3 months of pregnancy. So if Democrats want to win an election going forward, are you going to be the party of late-term abortion? Of infanticide?
Two, while Michael Cohen is lingering around in the on-deck circle and Democrats are fantasizing about what he could do to actually destroy the president, others like Senator Lindsey Graham are actually asking questions about things that really do matter.
How did they get a warrant against an American citizen on four separate occasions based on a document paid for by the Democratic Party that was a bunch of garbage? We're going to find out about that, too.
And number one, the president is in Hanoi, where Trump haircuts and T-shirts are all the rage. Apparently, Trump's kind of a big deal in Vietnam. It's apparently no secret that he's been a very successful man, and now we're waiting to see if he can deliver a big return on the second summit with Kim Jong-un. Some believe an official end of the Korean War is in the making, nearly seven decades later. Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something? An end of the Korean War. You know, the detractors, the critics, the ones that would be doing handstands and trumpeting it all over town if it were Barack Obama in the White House being able to pull this off, but of course it's not. Those same people are, you know, of course, criticizing the president. He's going to get taken. He's too eager for a deal. He wants to distract from what's going on in Washington and so on and so forth. The same thing you heard about the Singapore summit 8 months ago. Now, in the intervening time, of course, it has come to light involving the Russian collusion and the president. It has come to light that, well, nothing has come to light, actually. There's nothing there in the intervening 8 months, and yet this is the same thing the critics were saying then. Now, today we do have an interesting twist on it all. You've got a convicted liar, convicted of lying in part to Congress, coming back to Congress to give testimony. Whether or not any of it's true is, you know, yet to be determined, but Michael Cohen will take the unprecedented step. And I would talk, we'll get back to Hanoi, but the fact of the matter is that the president is behind closed doors with the chairman right now. And so we'll wait for reports on that. Nothing else to report except they're having dinner, I believe. So Michael Cohen is going to be on Capitol Hill today for the second of 3 days of giving testimony. It's interesting to note that even though he's convicted and should be in federal prison, his sentence was delayed and he can now come to federal court with his attorney, you know, Lanny, who is, of course, Hillary Clinton's attorney. But according to the Wall Street Journal, Mr. Cohen is set, this is a front page story today, Mr. Cohen set to detail several allegations, including that Mr. Trump had advanced knowledge of the WikiLeaks plan to release Democratic emails during the 2016 campaign. Emails, of course, there's no proof of that anywhere else. They say he's going to provide proof. We'll see. Emails that American intelligence agencies have said were stolen by Russian hackers and given to the website. In testimony before the House Oversight Committee, we're told through the Wall Street Journal again that Mr. Cohen will provide his most detailed account to date of Mr. Trump's involvement in the hush money payments that Cohen arranged during the 2016 election to two women who had sexual encounters with the president, confirming details previously reported by the Wall Street Journal. A copy of his opening statement was obtained by the journal ahead of the hearing. He asked me to pay off an adult film star with whom he had an affair, this is part of the statement, and lie to his wife about it, Cohen will say, referring to Stormy Daniels. He will also say Mr. Trump directed him to use personal funds to avoid any money being traced back to him that could negatively impact the campaign. Well, that's how you would pay for a cover-up. Nothing illegal about paying somebody not to talk. Nothing. And using personal funds is appropriate. If you're going to do, it's not moral necessarily, and I would be irritated if I was Melania, obviously. It's a divorceable offense, clearly. But directing him to use personal funds would be appropriate. Mr. Cohen, we're told, will also recount a February 2017 visit to the Oval Office in which Mr. Trump, while giving a tour, told him, "Don't worry, Michael. They are FedEx from New York today, and it takes a while for things to get through the White House system." He was referring to reimbursement payments. He's apparently going to show a $35,000 check that he refers to as a monthly installment to pay back the $130,000 that he spent Of course, $35,000 isn't divisible by 130, but hey, don't worry about the math. And plus, if it was monthly, well, if you're getting a check in August of 2017, which it's dated, it doesn't really make a lot of sense. After the 2016 election, let me back up a little bit. The Wall Street Journal is saying the payments to Mr. Cohen were characterized by Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg as legal fees, but federal prosecutors have said the monthly invoices weren't connected to any legal services Mr. Cohen provided at that time. After the 2016 election, Mr. Weisselberg authorized a payment of double what Mr. Cohen had paid Ms. Clifford to cover related income taxes, as well as adding a $60,000 bonus. That's all been previous, nothing new here. Mr. Cohen will also allege that Mr. Trump knew in advance of the WikiLeaks plans to release Democratic emails during the 2016 campaign. Mr. Cohen will say Roger Stone, an informal advisor to his campaign, told Mr. Trump in a July 2016 phone call that he had just gotten off the phone with Julian Assange and that within a couple of days there would be a massive dump of emails that would damage Hillary Clinton's campaign. Trump's response, Mr. Cohen will say, was to the effect of, wouldn't that be great? Mr. Stone, as you know, charged last month after a FBI raid on his home at dawn and a 7-count indictment that alleged Mr. Stone told the president's campaign officials as early as June 2016 that he knew WikiLeaks possessed documents damaging to Mrs. Clinton. Stone denies all of that, says it's not true, and you can't prove any of it. Mr. Cohen also plans to make public some private financial statements dating back to 2011, 2012, and 2013 that Trump gave to Deutsche Bank, saying that he inflated his self-worth. And then he inflated his net worth in an attempt to inquire about a loan to buy the Buffalo Bills NFL franchise, and then would deflate his net worth when it came to tax time. Well, your net worth isn't part of your taxable income. It's what your income is. Anyhow, we'll see what this all boils down to. But here it is, and this is truly unprecedented, and that is to have the president being accused, attacked, maligned, smeared, whatever you want to call it, while he's out of the country. This has never happened. This sort of thing would be held until the president would be here directly to respond. Instead, he's going to have to keep one eye on what's going on with Michael Cohen because you know he can't stop looking. I couldn't stop looking, and I'm not that obsessed. If somebody was back there saying all of these terrible things and accusing me of criminal activity and of knowledge of things that I may or may not have known of, I'd have to know what was going on with that while I'm trying to negotiate the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and the end of the Korean War. Now, that's a pretty tough day. That's a pretty, for a 72-year-old guy who gets up early and starts tweeting, that's a lot of work in one day, and I give him credit for being capable of doing that. How many people do you know could juggle and control and maintain? That's a lot of stress for a lot of people. That'd be a lot of stress. I mean, just consider the ramifications. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Straight ahead today, we've got Chip Muir here talking about how Chinese products are cheaper and why. Andrew Kennedy will be here to discuss the declared national emergency. And Ron Rademacher will be here for a deep cleansing midweek breath. Stick with us on the Steve Gerber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Let's make the new year the best one ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Lose weight, detox, and balance your hormones in as little as 25 days with MyPureHealthSolutions.com, formerly Nutrimost. This isn't one of those yo-yo diets where you lose weight with shakes or bars, then put it all back on again when you go back to real food. MyPureHealthSolutions.com uses real food from the grocery store. Our health coaches will support you every step of the way and track your progress. Lose weight and make this the best new year ever with MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say. Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
Okay to Say can change that. Okay to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the Okay to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by texting the Okay to Say website or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using Okay to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This message sponsored by Okay to Say and MAB.
Hi, Margaret. It's Angie.